want to come on Thursday morning. I have the biggest, Nadav will tell you, the biggest.
Not the biggest, the best Baruch Hashem. Everything Rafi has, always the best.
No, no.
The Chavot.
Rafi told him I have a big meal here, 50, 60 people. Who? After the davening.
Davening in the house?
No, davening sure. They're all coming here after that.
There's a chef.
Big soldier.
Rabbi Trichalach, can we, Sephardim, can we listen to, is it preferable to listen to Sephardim Megillah or Ashkenaz? Doesn't matter.
No, the Baal Kovei is Ashkenazi.
The question is what neshama you have, not what the body is.
Nada or Tel Aviv, Baal Kovei is Ashkenazi. No? No? See? Okay. That's it. That's the answer.
You didn't tell the rabbi the choice?
He's a Sephardi, he's a good guy.
Oh, that has a point. I got the question now.
He already knew.
That is right.
Depends on the neshama.
Depends? No. Rather has something else to say. You see, in my Beit Knesset, somebody that doesn't go to mikveh cannot be chazan and cannot be Baal Kovei. That doesn't mean that a fish can be the chazan, you know what I mean? The fish is always in the water. But, you know, you have to put him on the MRI. And we see if he goes to the mikveh just because he's a fish or because he wants to be pure. Or what does he do during the day? So, there's a system in the shul. So people come, can I read the Torah? I said, not here. You can read the Torah any other place over here? No. You have to be qualified to be Chazan. The Marsha said in Masechet Tanit, the Chazan in Beit HaKnesset is like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in Kodesh HaKodeshim. Can I be Chazan? Well, let me look at you. You look like a Kohen Gadol or you look like a mouse? That's the question. It's easy to say I want to be Chazan, but Chazan, you have to feel that you go in front of Hashem and present the congregation behind you, and you are the messenger to talk to Hashem for them. So are you qualified for this? What do you do for this? I don't let. In my shul, if somebody wants to be, even for your side, if it's your side, you can say Kaddish. Some people, I don't even say Amen after the Kaddish, you know. Gadalit Kaddash means, you know, Hashem's name should be big. Okay, so what do? You make Hashem big or you make Hashem small? If you behave certain behavior, so what do you say? It gadal vit kadash, shmei rabba. I mean, Hashem, they should be, yes, shmei rabba, mevarach, l'alam, l'amer, l'ayas. Excuse me. Your behavior does not fit it gadal vit kadash. When I say, you go to the Torah, you say, Hashem b'chabanu l'kol ha'amim. I say, Hashem b'chabanu l'kol ha'amim. Hashem chose you. Very interesting. I wouldn't choose you. I don't say, Amen, it's b'rachah. I say, Baruch Hashem, I'm Baruch Hashem, it's a different ideas, you know what I mean? So that's what Nada is, it's not this question, that must be some question like this.
Fish or shark?
When we build the shul in Great Neck, the people that don't keep holiness and purity, forget about Shabbat. We didn't take any money from them. People used to give me checks, they used to throw it in the container. I don't need your money, thank you very much. So the workers used to come. I used to tell them, excuse me, tomorrow don't come here. And one they brought a painter. I said, please don't even touch the building from outside. Meshum Baruchai. The Gemara says he wanted to reveal the secrets of the Torah. Zohar, he used to take the boys out of the Knesset, teach them outside. Rabbi Vilna said, you know why? You don't know who built the building. What kind of bad thoughts those workers used to have, and whose money they used to build the Knesset. He said, I can reveal Zohar, I can reveal secrets in this building. He said, I go outside, I sit on the floor. I said, on the floor, Hashem made this earth, so I can tell you I can tell you the secrets of the Torah. From the business. Well, you say, Val Kore, you know, Megillah is not so simple. Hatam Sofer said the light that come out Megillat Esther on Purim is bigger than the light that you get from the Torah on Shabbat. That's how great Megillat Esther is. Gemara says Megillat Esther is like Halel. Gemara says, like you say Megillat Esther, like you say Halel Toshim, he says, who is reading Megillat Esther? So what if he has a nice voice and he knows how to say it? He says, he has to be qualified, he has to be pure. So the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur in Kodesh HaKodeshim, you know, Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur in Kodesh HaKodeshim wasn't qualified, he fell down dead, you know, taking a chance. The Gemara said, second Beit HaMikdash, over 300 Kohanim Gadolim died. They weren't qualified to go into Kodesh HaKodeshim, and Yom Kippur they went inside, and they had to pull them out with a chain. So Chazan is to feel the same thing. He said, he walks at the Torah, he walks at the Vich Chazan. Look at you, excuse me, you have to dress properly. It says you have to have new talit. It says suit he buys every 3 weeks, but talit he buys once in a lifetime. Once in a lifetime, look at the talit. Look like I'm thick. But suit, every time, there's new fashion. He buys a new talit, a new suit, and tie, and this and this in front of Hashem. He comes, Adi, you stand in front of Hashem. Adi, be Chazan. Look at you dress. He goes to Bar Mitzvah, he has a Gucci suit and ties, and then ballet shoes, and a Rolex on his hand. And he comes to Beit HaKnesset, he looks like he came from gym. And he's the Chazan. He's the Chazan. You're the Chazan. You're the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. You're the Chazan. You read the Torah. That's what means in other things. With your permission, Parashat Zachor. This Shabbat, Parashat Zachor, Chachamim said it's the only time that Hashem wants us to take the Torah. Should I hold it in my hand all the time?
No. It's fine. It should stay on.
There's only time that Hashem expects us and wants us to take the Torah out to read the paragraph about Amalek, Zachor. Every Shabbat, every Chag, Moed, Rosh Chodesh, during the week, take the Torah out. Moshe Rabbeinu, Nezra, Sofer made it. They said, take it out. But once a year, they say, since it's Zachor, remember, the Gemara says within 12 months you still remember. After 12 months, the memory fades a little bit. This is once a year, you have to read the paragraph, Parashat Zachor, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Read it from the Torah, from the paragraph, take it out. You can read it from the Chumash. And again, the Chazan, that commits another sin, who is going to read it for you, you're not going to read it. So he's going to have in mind you. He's going to remind you. So he is reading it for me. He is reading it for me. He knows what he's doing. This God. This is Parashat Zachor Doraita. It means from Hashem. So you read the paragraph. It's Parashat Ki Tetzeh. Sefer Dvarim. Remember what Amalek did to you. Asher Kacha Baderech. That he came to us. On the way. Taye Ve'yagea. Timchei Et Zecher Amalek. Metachat Hashemayim Lo Tishkach. Hashem gives us a mitzvah, it's one of the 630 mitzvot, destroy Amalek. Besides, Torah tells us we have to remember what he did to us, mitzvah taseh, lo tishkach, another mitzvah, lo taseh. Altogether, 3 mitzvot about this subject. Don't forget what he did, say it with your mouth, zachor. Say it with your mouth, and as well, you have a mitzvah to chase Amalek. Ben Am Yisrael, we'll have this good help Mashiach, we'll have Amen.
Amen.
Then Mashiach, the Gemara said, he comes to Israel, we'll collect all of us, and then we have a mitzvah to go look for Amalek. It's a special mitzvah to destroy Amalek. And then, if they met Abchira, then Mashiach will build Beit HaMikdash. But it's a mitzvah. So, right now we don't have that mitzvah because we're not on our land by ourselves. We still have United Nations. They don't let us do what we want. And also we don't know who is Amalek. The Mashiach will come, he will reveal us who is Amalek, and it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of the Doraita. But you can't have Beit HaMikdash, as the Gemara said, you can't be Beit HaMikdash unless you destroy Amalek. It says, see, what has to do with anything? What Beit HaMikdash has to do with Amalek? Says the Gemara, you cannot have Beit HaMikdash unless you destroy Amalek. And it is Amalek. You don't know who it is. So you have to find out, you have to kill all of them. I mean, what do you mean? All of them? Destroy them completely, children, babies, their dogs, the cats, the rabbits, everything. Actually, this is the Haftarah that we're going to read on Shabbat. Reb Shmuel and Nabil called Shaul HaMelech, supposed to be Mashiach. I said, listen, go destroy Amalek. Shaul drafted 200,000 people. And they went to kill Amalek, and he didn't do the job completely. He left the king of Amalek, Agag, this was Haman's great-great-grandfather, left some sheep, left some ladies, and Hashem came to Shmuel and Nabi at night. He told him, listen, I got disgusted with this guy. This guy, Shaul, is supposed to be Mashiach, is worthless. And then after that, we're going to read that in the morning, Shmuel meets Shaul, and Shaul said, I completed the job. And Shmuel said, he didn't complete nothing. I hear the sheep, I hear this, and here is the king. And let me tell you something. He's going to tell him, listen, you want to know something? Hashem got disgusted with you because you disgusted with Hashem. I'm disgusted with Hashem? So what if I left you sheep alive and I left this guy alive, the king? So what? I'm disgusted with Hashem? The description we have about Shaul HaMelech, the Gemara says, that he was a sinless person, down-to-earth person. Ben Shana Shaul B'Malcho, nothing. So, he didn't complete the job. Hashem said, you know what? I got disgusted with him. Because he is disgusted with me. He's disgusted with you. Why? Because he didn't kill Amalek? What does it do with anything? And that's the mitzvah that the Mashiach will have. The question is, what's so important about him? Let's assume he's very bad. So, you can have a Tamidash if he's here? What does that mean exactly? Comes the Gemara, comes the Torah and gives us some information. So the first time we meet Amalek is in Parashat B'Shalach in Sefer Shmot. ויבוא המלאק וילך עם ישראל ורפידים. המלאק arrived to a place that's called רפידים. Well, if you went to Israel army, you know there's רפידים. רפידים, says the Gemara, well, was רפידים, was, what is this? Was the sign over there in the desert? The sign of desert. What is this? I said, this is before one stop before Har Sinai. Amalek came. Fight with us. Says the Gemara, why did they come? Says the Gemara, Refidim. So the Gemara says, what's Refidim? The Gemara says, Refidim is a word that's made from two words. Rafu yedehem in Torah. We did not learn Torah with all our effort. Doesn't say we committed any sins. Says we didn't study so much. The Gemara says, Amalek came. Amalek came. So what do you mean Amalek came? Says the Gemara, let me tell you something about this nation. Parashat Zachor, that we're going to read on Shabbat, we find it Parashat Ki Tetzé in Sefer Dvarim. And prior to it, just the paragraph before, talks about being honest in business. What would mean? The Torah will tell you that you have to have accurate scale all the time. All the time. Even Shlema. Shlema. You cannot have anything. Your house, this is a lota, says it. Every second somebody has a scale, not accurate scale in his house or in his business, it's a sin, it's a lota, says it. Lota, says it. 1613 mitzvot. Says the Gemara, you know, after that paragraph talks about scales, excuse me, the Torah says Amalek is here. The Torah says Amalek. Says the Gemara, why I should put in the Torah? I said to tell you how important is honesty in business. I said, if you're not so honest, Amalek is going to come. It means Amalek comes, it's not mean Hitler came. Hitler came, Rabbi Avadia said why Hitler came. Other people say other excuses, but you know, Hitler came because Hitler came to punish us. And he went to Europe, he didn't go to Yemen, he didn't go to Iraq, he went to Europe. There's a big explanation what it is. But again, Gemara says, the Romans came, the Nebuchadnezzar came. Oh, no, so the Nabi says, he's coming. Mashmah Nebuchadnezzar is coming. He says, Nabi in the text. He says, why? He says, why? Because we didn't behave. He says, why this happened? We didn't behave. Why Hamiletsky came? We didn't behave. It says, it's in the text. In the text. I mean, there's no such thing. Hamas, Ashraf, this, Abu Hamas, this. No. The Quran says, before Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring somebody in Iran, Kashe Kahaman, and he will threaten Eretz Israel. Threaten the Jews. It's a Gemara. Melech Kasher Ka'aman. It's in the text. Why? Because people don't behave. Gemara says, from Hashem come, people will not behave, and somebody from Iran will come. We'll meet the president of America, we'll get $150 billion, and the world is all about. It's all about because of us, because we don't behave. So Gemara says, Amalek is like a belt. That's what the Gemara says, like a belt. It means, He's going to come. If you don't keep the honesty in business, Amalek Retzuah, Israel, he's like a belt. So Hashem is using him. So, okay, so Hashem sent him, okay? Now Hashem said, you know what? God destroy Amalek. Destroy Amalek. You can't bet a Midrash. He said, excuse me, who is this guy? This guy was sent by Kadosh Baruch Hu. He was sent by Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's the messenger of Hashem. The Gemara says, the Romans was a guy, it was Niron Kesar. Niron Kesar. Niron Kesar. He felt Hashem wants him to go destroy Yerushalayim Bet HaMikdash. The Gemara says he took some arrows and he just played with arrows. In America it's called chaining. There was arrows here, arrows there. And one arrow goes to, he sees all the arrows go towards Yerushalayim. He said, Hashem wants me to destroy Yerushalayim, huh? Destroy Bet HaMikdash. And then Hashem is going to punish me. Menomei quit his job as the Caesar of Rome, converted, and from him came Rabbi Meir Balanes. It's a messenger of Hashem. So what do you want from Amalek now? What do you want from Amalek? Who is Amalek? Who cares? Who is Amalek? Amalek was sent by Kadosh Baruch Hu to punish us because we didn't behave. That's what Gemara says. Gemara says Amalek is going to come because we don't conduct business with honesty. So, now we have a mitzvah. Go destroy Amalek. Remember? Remember Amalek? What Amalek? What do you want from Amalek? Can have a Tamigdash, Amalek is here. This is Kiyad al Keskam is Chamal Hashem Amalek. And the Kizesh Shalem, Hashem Lo Shalem, the Gemara says, this guy is a disaster. What did he do already? What did he do? Well, he did this. This comes the Gemara says, well, let me tell you something. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you may accept from any nation converts, not from Amalek. What? What's the problem? He wants to convert. Can't take him. No conversion from that nation. Any conversion from anybody, the worst in the world. Perfect. What did he do, this guy already? What did he do? It doesn't matter what he did. How bad could it be? How bad could it be? And the Torah says you don't have to take the Torah out and read the Torah. Read the Torah. What has to do with the Torah? Hashem wants me to remember Amalek and make a nice sign. I make a nice sign in my house. Remember Amalek. Finish. That's it. What does Hashem want from me? What the Torah is going to accomplish that I should remember Amalek? Hashem wants, it's one of the mitzvot. It's a lot of mitzvot. So, okay, fine. So Hashem should say, you know, to remember Amalek. Hashem says, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadshu. You have a special mitzvah to remember Shabbat. It says in the Ten Commandments, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadshu. So what? So I have to take the Torah out and read it? Every Shabbat, or once a year, take the Torah and you say, listen, mitzvah aseh. Hashem said, please, take the Torah out and read. Remember the Shabbat. No such thing. Hashem never told us to take the Torah out, but Amalek. Not in commandments, not as a shir. This is a custom that we take the Torah out. Even though it's the same word. Zachor. The Gemara says, Hashem said to Moshe, he said, remember, like Zachor, remember the Shabbat? Remember Amalek. So it's the same thing. So why do you take out the Torah once a year? And says, no, now we take the Torah for this. This is a special Kavanah. You should know, whoever gets the Maftir, this Shabbat, has to have Kavanah on the Brachot also. It's not just to read the Torah. It's to say, Bachut Hashem Amvorach, he has to think about the people, the congregation, Shabbat Chabad Mekol Amim, he has to take Kavanah Baruch Atah Hashem, he has to Kavanah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachrmanu. Hashem chose us, all of us, the Brachot Me'akev Chachamim. Got the Torah Doraita, according to the Ramban. Not so simple, just not the Baal Koreh reads it. And the guy, he got the Aliyah, he says, the guy that got the Aliyah. He says, you got Aliyah, you got Maftir. He says, listen, the Brachot is not for everybody. Every Shabbat the Brachot is for you. This Parashat Zachor is for everybody. He says, the Prim Gadim, the Shulchan Aruch. The guy that gets the Aliyah Maftir, he has to have in mind everybody. He has to have the Kavanah. He has to know. Hashem HaChabad, Natalu Tov to Torah Temet. He has to know the Kavanah. He has to say the Bracha with Kavanah. It's not just, you know, saying the Bracha. The Torah without the Bracha is no good, the Gemara says. You have to say Bracha on the Torah. Maybe not this guy, Amalek, and we don't know what it's all about, and then he takes the Torah to be the, what is it all about? What do you want from the guy? What did he do? Nothing, no information, what did he do? Rabbim said, you know, that the week before, the Shabbat before Purim, since Amalek was Haman's great-grandfather, so Rabbim said, you know what? So, makes sense. Let's read Parashat Zachor. Let's read Parashat Zachor just before Purim, because, you know, Purim also, Haman wanted Amalek from Amalek. He wanted to kill us. So, it's Amalek. So, It's the proper, how do we say, you know, just on the surface. It's the proper thing to read Parashat Zachor that really you can read anytime. For example, the Gemara Shulchan Aruch says that somebody was Chas V'Shalom won't feel well on Shabbat, or will be away on Shabbat, this Shabbat. Parashat Zachor is L'Oraita. So it's a machloket. If you, on Purim, you should have in mind what we read on Purim. It's also Evo Amalek, this is Parashat B'Shalach. Or you should wait for Parashat Kitetze. They're going to read it Parashat Kitetze, so in a few months. We're going to read Parashat Kitetze, with the paragraph Zachor is there. So you should ask the Baal Kurei, you know what, when you read it, Parashat Zachor, Parashat Kitetze, paragraph Zachor, have in mind, because I was not in Beit HaKnesset the Shabbat before, excuse me, the Shabbat before Purim. So this is the surface, you know, so you need a Torah, and you need to do it, and the Chachamim said, okay, better do it before, better, that's on the surface. Chachamim will tell us, you know, somebody would have one request from Hashem. So you can ask one thing from Hashem. What would you ask? What would you ask? I'm not talking about asking for Mashiach. For you. You want to have something from Hashem, and you have one wish. What's the wish you can have for yourself? You have a lot of things that I need, you know. Parnassah, this, that, you have a list what you need from Hashem. Children, this, that, you need a lot of things. So one wish you can have. What the wish a person should have. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. The Gemara says the wish the person should have is Shalom. Peace with Hashem. That's what we say, also Shalom in Boma, we say Shalom Aleinu. The Kaddish, Nev Shumanesre, Shalom. What does it mean? He says, you know, says the Gemara says, Shalom L'Reshaim, Rabbi Yeshayahu said. Hashem says, no Shalom L'Reshaim. He says, Pinchas ben Elazar, and Aaron HaKohen, he killed Zimri ben Salu. Hashem told Moshe, go tell the guy, do not bring Shalom. That's it. Shalom. What was it? Shalom. That's it. He says, listen, the guy said to Israel, the Torah says, Hashem said, I would have killed everybody. He says, no. Listen, what I want to give you, the best thing I can give you is Shalom. Shalom, peace between us and Hashem. That's the most important thing. That's what you want from Hashem. So, Chachamim say, what is really? So, again, the same sentence in Yeshayahu, Boronim Sfatayim, Shalom, Shalom, L'Rachok V'L'Karov, Amar Hashem Ofatim. I said, the thing you want from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, something, first you have to make sure that so-called avenue is open. That your relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. It's called Shalom. El Shalom HaRashayim. It means, between Rashayim and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there is no peace. So you can pray to Hashem, you can ask Hashem. I said, listen, we have no relationship with you. Talk to the world. So the first wish, and the only wish a person should have peace with Hashem. That's a sing Shalom. It says that's the most important thing. Chachamim says Shalom. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what he wants. This is also Shalom in Ramav. Chachamim says, as you know, that the major thing that disturbs so-called the relationship between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Satan. We call in America the devil. Who is this guy? I want to tell you some information about this guy. Who Yetzer Hara? Who is Satan? Who Malach HaMavet? It's not three entities. First, he comes and he tempts us. And after we do something wrong, and he goes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to tell us, he says, look what he did. And then, he is the one that kills us. Who Yetzer Hara? Who is Satan? Uva Malach HaMavet. So Chachamim said the Gemara like this. Who is this guy Amalek? Who is this Amalek? What's Amalek? What's Amalek? Says the Zohar, let me tell you what's going on, and what is Parashat Zachor, and what's Purim all about. What is the miracle? Purim. So Chachamim said, oh, you know what Purim is? Purim Baruch Hashem was a Gezerah of Haman, decree, and the decree was cancelled. So now you have Purim for the rest of your life, and for the rest of generations, and even Moshiach will come, Purim will be. Likewise, if you want to translate to our day lifetime, for example, was a guy that committed a big crime, a murderer, murdered somebody, and 30 years in Rikers Island. After 30 years, he was released, he invites all his friends to wonderful Astoria. He said, we're having a party. He said, what a party? He was released from jail. He said, excuse me, why did you go to jail? You killed somebody, huh? So, what do you mean you're making a party now? If you wouldn't have killed the guy, you wouldn't be in Rikers Island. So what a celebration. He says, every year, he called his friends, let's go, we're going out. We're in Waldorf Astoria. What is it? This is the day I released from jail. Why were you in jail? Because you killed somebody. So what's the happiness? What's the happiness? It's a shame. I know somebody was in jail, and came out of jail, and he did something in jail, some Kiddush Hashem. And he said he wants to give a speech to people to tell them how I was in jail. So they asked one of the rabbis, the rabbi said, were you going to give a speech? Why was he in jail? Well, he did a mitzvah to put him in jail. He did a crime. So he wants to brag about it and to give speech. I was in jail and I behaved like this and I took the mitzvah over this and I didn't eat the food. He said, excuse me, why did you get in jail? What are you going to say a speech about? A speech about. So what's the whole thing about Purim? What Purim celebration? What? That we were saved from Haman? He says, you know what? Why Haman came, you know? He says, come on, let me tell you how Haman came. Haman came because Ahasuerus and Haman made a party, and then 18,500 Jews from Iran went to the party, and they got drunk, and they did bad things over there, abomination. And then the Gemara says, the Satan went to Hashem and told Hashem, look, the Jews, who needs the Jews? Says the Gemara Hashem to the Satan, you know what? You have a point. Give me the parchment, let me write a decree, and I kill all the Jews. Says the Gemara, Leon Navi went to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, woke them up, and said, look, you know what happened? I said, what happened? And I says, Hashem decided no more Jewish people. And they said, what happened? So Leon Navi said, they went to the party. So Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov said, it's nothing to do. What do you want to do? Finito la comedia, en malasot. What do you mean, malasot? And Abraham, said the Gemara, said, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov said, there's nothing else to do. Says the Gemara, Leon Navi went to Moshe Rabbeinu and called him, Raya Mehemna, the trusted shepherd. You know what happened? And Moshe said, what happened? I don't even know. I says, the Satan came and they told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they went to the party, and Hashem said, no more Jewish people. So Moshe said, you know what? Anybody downstairs that can pray for the Jews? So, you know, one is getting Mordechai. Mordechai. What about Mordechai? While the other, the Nevi'im, Chagai, Chaya, Malachi. Maybe Malachi is Mordechai. Talking the Gemara, who was Malachi. So, Leon Levi said, there's only one person downstairs that can pray for Am Yisrael. So Moshe said, okay, I'm going to pray upstairs, you're going to pray downstairs, maybe we'll cancel the decree. So only Mordechai can do it. What does it mean? Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they cannot do anything. They told Leon Levi, finish. What do you mean finish? Moshe can do and they cannot do. Why? What's the problem? I mean, tell us, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu tonight is his yahrzeit. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Avadia said, tomorrow we have to fast. Unless you do a siyum. If you don't want to fast, you're welcome to come to Great Neck. At 6 o'clock in the morning, we have a siyum. There's Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you tell about Moshe Rabbeinu? Zohar says he's the trusted shepherd. It's called Raya Mehemna. So what's the motive of Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu did one thing. He did a lot of things. But the major thing is that's the wish that we have. He just wanted to make a peace between us and Hashem. That's all. And then everything will fall into place. But if you don't have peace with Hashem, it doesn't matter how much you're going to pray to Hashem, it means nothing. Everything is black. And Navi says, you do a sin, what the sin does, the Navi says, that the sin makes like a blockage between us and Hashem. It means there's no avenue. You have to have avenue open between us and Hashem. It's called shalom. You do a sin, says the Gemara, says the Navi, it means you have no path. That's the problem in life. It's not the sin. A sin, Hashem can waive the sin. But if you do a sin, it means you have no peace with Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, that was his job, was to make a peace between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. Chas Shalom is no peace. It means it's the destruction of Amistad. Says the Gemara, you know what this guy Haman is? You know who his Amalek is? He is controlled by an angel. Every nation has an angel upstairs. And Shlomo HaMelech said, Lev Melachim Besarim Biyad Hashem. Says the Gemara, you know, you become a president of the United States. Doesn't matter if you like the Ku Klux Klan, you don't like them. Or you don't like the Jews, you all like the Jews. Hitler, no Hitler. Means it's in Hashem's idea, and he planted it into the person's head. And you have no choice anymore. Just a regular person has a choice. President has no choice. He's being running by an angel upstairs. Am Israel, the prime minister, is by Hashem, unless it's by Yitzhak Rabbah, by the Satan. Who is Amalek running by? The Satan, Sarosh El Esav. Says the Zohar, you know, you read Parashat Zachor, Asher Zalcha Amalek, says the Zohar, on Shabbat you have to have this in mind. Hashem said in Masechet Sukkah that he is going to destroy the Satan, the Malach HaMavet, Mashiach will come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Krao Ra. Hashem calls the Malach HaMavet, the Satan, Ra. The Gemara says Masechet Sukkah, page 52, Hashem regrets he created him. Who is this Satan? Sarosh El Esav, that's the one that tried to kill Yaakov. He says, this is the one that goes into Amalek's head, and he tells him what? I says, it's true. Amalek is being called by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God, you know, God do to Am Yisrael this because he don't behave. He says, you know what, but he has in mind? He doesn't want just to punish us or Chas Shalom to hurt us. He wants to destroy the relationship with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the problem. Says the Zohar, Israel, Kutshabricho, Oraita Chadu. He says, we are together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Har Sinai, that's what we got. We got an open avenue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to block it. That's all that he wants. That's his job. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu called this entity Ra. And we don't know why. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't destroy him himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't destroy Amalek. But the Zohar says you should know that Parashat Zachor, that's what it means. The Shabbat, you come to the Knesset, says, remember Amalek, don't remember just the nation. Remember that entity that drives this nation. It's not himself. He lost so-called the choice. And this angel is against so-called the relation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we so-called, because we don't behave, he comes. But when he comes, he doesn't come to punish us. He comes just to block the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want us to have peace. He wants to destroy the Shalom. That's the thing. Comes the Gemara and says, let me tell you something, some hints about how to keep the Shalom with Hashem. Says the Gemara a few times in Shas, you know, L'matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klima Zik Bracha Ela HaShalom. Says the Gemara, Vaya the Torah. Says the Gemara, Hashem Oz Lamo Yiten, means the Torah, Hashem Yivarech Tamo B'Shalom. This is the main thing, how to keep the peace with Hashem, is Vaya Torah. Says, what do you mean? Says the Gemara, listen, after Mashiach will come, B'Zat Hashem, and the dead ones will rise, it's going to be Yom Adin HaGadol. Yom Adin HaGadol means Hashem is going to recharge the universe to see who is going to be in Olam Haba. Even if somebody has a clean record, Hashem will ask three questions. Namely, first question is going to ask, Kavata itim la Torah. Did you study Torah every day? I says, listen, I was dead. I was in Gan Eden. Now my body got up. Kriyat HaMetim. I rose. Now Hashem is going to ask me a question. I said, what's your question? Did you, while you were alive, did you have a designated time every day to study Torah? I said, what? Excuse me. My record is clean. Yeah. Sinless, I mean Gan Eden. You woke up, you got up from the grave. What difference does it make if I learn? What difference does it make? He says, I tell you what. Because the Torah, if you learn Torah, it means that you want to keep the avenue open between you and Hashem. Says the Gemara, Klim Barzik Bracha Shalom. You want Shalom? But the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Torah. You don't study Torah, it means you don't want peace with Hashem. So you didn't do, you're a sinless person. Fine. But to be in Olam Haba, Achamanu Yizakenu B'chayinu, את המשיח ביד נגש על חיי העולם הבא. אומר עולם הבא, עולם הבא means if you, all your life, you wanted to have peace with Hashem. You have to be sinless, do teshuva all the time, and you have to make sure that you tell Hashem, yes, I want to have peace with you. So this is the first question. Somebody in Yom HaDin HaGadol, the Gemara says it. Hashem will ask you, Kabbat Hatim HaTorah? The second question Hashem is going to ask you, did you conduct your business with honesty? Can you be said with honesty? He says, what is this all about now? He says, if you don't conduct your business, it's not, you guess it. He says, Hashem destroyed the world, the Mabul, because of theft. Because that blocks the Shalom. It's no Shalom between people. No Shalom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When people, it means, after HaKamocha, HaKamim say, it means, you have an Neshama, piece of Hashem inside you. Your friend has an Neshama inside himself. So what do you mean you don't get along with you? It means the avenue between you people are not open. It means between Hashem, it's not between people, because you don't like somebody. You don't like somebody, it means that you're not in good terms with the guy. He says, what do you mean in good terms with the guy? He says, he has an Neshama, it's a piece of Hashem. I mean, the avenue is closed. They said, ask the guy. They ask, how did you conduct your business? You are 100% true? I said, what's the difference make now? What difference does it make now? I did teshuva, but they don't understand. If you didn't conduct it with honesty, it means the avenue is closed. You can be no longer. And Sipital Yeshua, the third question I asked him, did you hope for Hashem's betamikdash all the time? For Hashem's redemption all the time? So what do you mean? You want a peace? You want a peace with Hashem? And Haman, and Amalek, and the Satan are in the same, on the same page. Says the Gemara, Haman went to Ahasuerus and told him, listen, we have to get rid of the Jews. He said, how? He said, let's make a party. This was Haman's idea. And invite all the Jewish people. We have all these non-Jewish girls over there. And you know what? Bilam told Balak, Elokim Shelelu Sone Ziba. And somebody's going to ask you, what is the worst thing that Hashem hates? What is it? It says, abomination will go in. The Zohar says, there's no bigger sin to go with the goy. The worst thing in the world. So what does it do? Blocks the avenue. No shalom. And Bilam told Balak, you want to get rid of the Jews? Make a party. This is what happened in Shittim. Israel by Shittim. So I tell you, hey, Pinchas came. And Pinchas got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a blessing, shalom. So what shalom? How does shalom has to do with it? He killed the guy. Don't understand. The whole idea over here was to destroy shalom. To block the shalom. To block the peace. So Pinchas, by killing the guy, restore the shalom. Come Chachamim and tell us, you know, that's what Haman, Gemara said it. Haman went to Chachos and said, listen, you want to get rid of the Jews? Abomination. Abomination, this Hashem hates. Blacklist, black the shalom. So, how do you get this idea in your head? He says, I'm from Amalek. This is Amalek. He said, Gemara, Amalek was the same idea. He wants to black the shalom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, who is this? It's by his superior, the angel, the Satan. This is what it says. It's like, oh, yeah, let me tell you something. Take the Torah out. Take the Torah out. Let me take the Torah out. You understand? The Torah is the sign that you want to have peace with Hashem. It says the whole Purim, the miracle is not we were saved from Haman. That's nothing. It's embarrassment to celebrate Purim, you know, because we were saved from Haman. You went to the party. So, what's the celebration? No, you don't understand. The Gemara says, when you do teshuva shelema, it goes olam abinah, goes all the way up. Then you restore the shalom with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we were able to restore the shalom with Hashem. Even though Hashem already wrote in the parchment, destroy Am Yisrael. So Leon Navi went to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and he says, listen, the avenue is blocked. What did he do? Abomination. What happened with Balak and Bilam? Hashem wanted to destroy Am Yisrael. Pinchas saved us. We're not be Pinchas, we're gonna be here alone. It says over here, there was no Pinchas. Everybody went to the parade in Yerushalayim. Everybody, nobody says anything. Huh? From this. So from that, all the stabbing started from that. Because that guy stabbed five people over there. And then they caught the guy, put him in jail. And some rabbis, quote unquote, to go visit those wounded parade heroes in the hospital, say Mishberach to them. Instead to say Ashkaba for them, say Mishberach for them. Since then, all the stabbing starts. Why? But you, instead to praise the guy that had the courage to be like Pinchas ben Elazar, to take the knife and go into the parade and stop it, like Pinchas ben Elazar. Instead, they condemned. He says, who is this guy? Who is the guy with sugar now? Put him in jail. He did it already last time he went to the parade. He says, this is Pinchas. He's the Neshama of Pinchas. Because of Pinchas, we're here. Because that guy closed the avenue. There's no Shalom with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since then, what is stabbing? He's stabbing, stabbing. So what's stabbing? Because the Rabbanim went to visit those people that got stabbed by this Pinchas, and they gave him the Shokoach. Baruch Hashem. He'll be able, B'zrat Hashem, next year to go in the parade again. So, that's Pinchas. That's Haman. That's Amalek. That's the Satan. That's the Gemara. That's the whole idea. I says, what is Purim all about? He says, it's not because he was saved. That's embarrassment. Ta'anit, 3 days Ta'anit, and we cry to Hashem. I says, finally, Hashem says, okay, you know, I'm going to open the blockage in that avenue and I'll restore peace. That's, you know who says it? The Megillah says it. It's the last sentence of the Megillah, you read the Megillah. Ki Mordechai Yehudi, Megillah, you know Mordechai? Mishneh Melech Achashverosh. Mishneh Melech Achashverosh. Ver shalom lechol zaro. The last three words in the Megillah, Mordechai is looking to have peace. What does that mean? What does Mordechai do? He is the vice president of Achashverosh. Big deal, so Lieberman. What do you want from him? Ver shalom lechol zaro. So that's what Yaron Navi told Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen, Moshe, there's a one guy downstairs, he can pray to Hashem. What about Chagai, Zechariah, and check this Tagdola, the biggest Tamedei Chachamim. He said, only Mordechai. Why? Because Mordechai wants to restore peace between us and Hashem. Like Kolomik Mar says, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's job was, he doesn't want us to be so-called in a war with Hashem, against the Satan. That's the biggest thing Chachamim say. And this is all Purim was all about. He said, okay, let me explain to you now, the Megillah, you understand the Megillah. היהודים הייתה אורה ושמחה וששון ועיקר. אורה. ומה זה תורה? מה זה מין? מה זה מין אורה תורה? מה זה? לא נסתם. Now, we want to restore the peace. ומה זה, you know, restore the peace? First thing is Torah. That's going to ask you, יום הדין הגדול, you study Torah. שמחה. It's יום טוב. You have to, יום טוב, does it. You do to Hashem, you go to שלוש רגלים, you go to בית המקדש, you say hello to Hashem. The avenue is open. בששון, ברית מילה. It says, ברית מילה is old. It says, this is how you open the avenue. This is up. The car. You must have tefillin. You put tefillin on your head. So the Gemara says, what do you have tefillin? Shulchan Aruch. Now you put tefillin in the morning. What do you have? What do you have? What do you think? What do you think tefillin is all about? You have to say. So Shulchan Aruch said, it's crucial. You have to say, I put it on my hand to control my heart. That my heart should be devoted to Hashem. To open up the avenue. I put it on my head. It's my brain should be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To open up the avenue. That's what Tom Gilad says. The accomplishment of Purim is Yudim et Aura, Simcha Somikar. That is not celebration. This is what Mordechai tells us. Mordechai tells us, you know, that's the accomplishment of Purim, that the avenue is open. Keep the avenue open. Ritz Chachamim said, the most important is Shalom, the one wish from Hashem. He said, ask me one thing, I'll give it to you. He says, what wish? I want to have Shalom with you. If you have Shalom with Hashem, then you have other requests. If you have no Shalom with Him, all the requests are being blocked by the wall. This is, you have no Shalom with Him. And that's what Chachamim said, that's Parashat Zachor was just before Purim, because it's the same exact idea. Amalek wants to, he is superior to him, they want to block the Shalom, and Haman wants to block the Shalom. That's what Haman invited us to do. So this is the proper thing, just Shabbat before Purim. Read it. So the whole salvation of Purim is Baruch Hashem that we restore the Shalom. That's how he says, Parashat Zachor is a keneged hay. But last week, was about 2 weeks ago, was Parashat Shkalim. Shkalim is Yud. Yud is Chochma. Second, the first hay is called Bina. Bina is Olam HaTshuva. And he says, this is when you open the avenue. Hashem so-called drills inside the blockage to have back the connection. That's to say, letter hay. So, Shabbat, we have in mind. Parashat Zachor, letter hey. What's letter hey? Letter hey is called Bina. What's Bina? To restore the Shalom. What does it mean? To have peace with Anas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Hashem, the Gemara said, that's Amalek. It's Amalek. What's Amalek? Let me tell you something. Torah tells us that after the first war with Amalek, the Torah says in the text, Moshe built an altar. By Krashmo Hashem Misi. So, Moshe built an altar? Most altar is excluded. And Moshe called the altar, "You are a miracle that we won Amalek." What does it mean? What's the word? He's going to tell you what the altar is all about. The Torah says, you know, the altar in Beit HaMikdash, you weren't supposed to use any metal to build the altar. In the Beit HaMikdash, if a knife fell and made a little scratch on one of the stones of the altar is pasul, it's taking the stone out. This is going to tell you why. Because altar is to make peace between us and Hashem. A knife is the opposite. Therefore, Hashem said, don't use any knife to cut any stones in Beit HaMikdash altogether on the mountain, and for the altar, never. This is to go to the Mediterranean Sea to dig with hands stones to build the altar. Beit HaMikdash was a Shamir, was a little warm. Down Shlomo. I know. I'm watching. So Torah says, an altar of Beit HaMikdash is across from Hashem. From Kisei HaKavod. If you look upstairs, where the altar was, you look upstairs, the Gemara says, upstairs is the chair of Hashem. The chair, what is the altar? The altar is to make peace between us and Hashem. So Torah says, after war with Amalek, the Torah says in the text, Moshe built an altar. So Moshe built an altar? And said, this altar is a miracle. So what's the miracle? What is it? It's a miracle because the altar is to restore peace between us and Hashem. Moshe said, this altar is a miracle that we were able, so-called, to put down Amalek. And he is the one that wants us not to have peace with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And his superior is a Satan. Then what the Chachamim said, in a Kisei Shalem, Hashem Sher is not complete. What is Hashem not complete? It says Hashem Sher is connected to the altar downstairs. And the altar purpose is to make peace between us and Hashem. And that's what the Torah says after the first with Amalek. Moshe built, who is Moshe? Moshe is master of making peace between us and Hashem. Moshe used the tool. The tool to make peace is an altar. An altar. And that's what Moshe said. Moshe, this altar is a miracle. It's a miracle we were able to do what? To overcome the superior of Amalek. Amalek wanted to destroy the peace. And Baruch Hashem will restore. That's what Torah says. Moshe was holding his hands. Moshe was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe was in Ta'ani. He says, the whole thing is, Moshe, master of Torah, is praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, 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 open the avenue. That says, so, since we didn't study Torah, it's called Refidim. What Refidim? We didn't study Torah, so what? I mean, if you don't study, it means you don't want to have the avenue open. That's Amalek. Amalek did not come to punish us because we did not study Torah enough. If we don't study enough, that means we don't want the avenue open. As Chachamim said, and Mashiach will come after the dead one will rise. Hashem will ask everybody, did you have a designated time to study Torah? What difference does it make? It's a sign if you want to have the avenue open. You want to have peace with Hashem. And that's what Gemara says, before Amalek, Amalek arrived. So what happened? He didn't study enough. That's not a sin, didn't study enough. No, it only shows that you don't want to have peace with Hashem. That's what Gemara said. So learning Torah is not obligation. It's a sign. If you want Shalom in Hashem, you don't want Shalom in Hashem. So then Shalom L'Rashaim is the one that don't listen to Hashem, don't keep him. So don't study, doesn't want a Shalom with Hashem. As Chachamim said, before Purim, you need Shalom with Hashem before the Gula B'Mamim Amen.
Amen.
Okay.